Morning, Sefer Tehillim, with the commentary of Ma'am Lois by Rabbi Shmuel Yishalmi. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, for yourself, for listening to this tape or CD, or for our Torah lectures online at EnglishTorahTapes.com, or Soldish. May the learning of Torah be a merit for the memory of Aaron Fuchs and Sherman and Hinda Manila of blessed memory. This is Shir number 21. We are holding in chapter 42, Pasuk Vav. I'm going to repeat the Pasuk. Matush tochachi nafshi v'temi oloi hochili lelakim ki od odenu Yeshua's panav. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why do you moan with me? Hope in Hashem, for I will yet praise Him for the deliverance of His countenance. There's also an allusion here to repentance. However awful one's condition, there's no place for hopelessness. So long as a man still has God in mind and his will is strong to turn back to Him, it does not matter that he has not yet done so. Let him continue to strengthen his will and to fortify himself. In the end, he will attain a state of full repentance, heart and soul, and yearn constantly for Hashem. Accordingly, David says here, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why do you walk about bowed down with depression? Hope in Hashem, for I will yet praise Him for the deliverance of His countenance. I will merit to return to Him completely, face Him, and then I will thank Him for it." Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7. Elokai olai nafshi sishtoicho alkein eskorcho me'erez yardin v'chermonim me'har mitzor. O my Hashem, my soul is cast down with me. Therefore do I remember you from the land of Yarden and from the Hermon, from the hill of Mitzor. When is my soul cast down with me, and when does it leave with sorrow? When I remember you. I remember how we would come from the land of Yarden and ascend to the holy temple. I remember how those from the Hermonim who dwelt on Mount Hermon on the other side of the Yarden in the east came. And I remember how they came from the hill of Mitzar, which is located in the hills of Judea. The land on the other side of the Jordan River is a blessed land. But even from there I remembered you. I missed the spiritual pleasure which I had known in the land of Israel proper. They came from the Hermons, from the hill of Mitzar. Though the Hermon is sated with the blessing of dew from Hashem, as it says, like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Sion. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8. Tahom el Tahom korei lekol zinorecho kol mishbarecho v'galecho olai avoru. Deep calls to deep at the voice, the sound of your cataracts, channels, conduits, all your billows and your waves are gone over me. David is reminded of the beautiful landscapes of the land of Israel. When passing through the hills, he would hear the roaring of the waters rushing powerfully in the channels below. The sounds of all your land's billows and your waves are gone over me. Having just spoken of the Yarden River and Mount Hermon, he's reminded of the splendid land of Israel, which drinks water of the rain of heaven. Pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. Foreign lands drink from the briny waters of the sea. Deep calls to the deep at the sound of your cataracts. The Jewish people sank in the land of Israel. But now, all your billows and your waves are gone over me. There's no blessing in these waters. Our sages infer that the cyclic process of rain is one of three things whose sound, that is, process, goes from one end of the earth to the other end, yet is undetected by human beings. They teach the clouds cause the sound of their channels to be heard by the seas. The seas speak to the deeps, and the deep calls to the deep to raise up the waters and pass them on to the clouds. The clouds draw water from the deeps. Figuratively, David explains that his soul is cast down because his troubles are so many. Deep calls to deep, one affliction calls forth another. They call upon the channels to pour afflictions upon me. My soul is cast down at the sound of your conduits. So many troubles have come down upon me. They are like a stream of water cascading from a pipe on the roof. My troubles afflict me like billows and waves gone over me. The Torah alludes to the endurance of the Jewish people in the face of suffering and affliction, the billows and waves which have gone over us in the past. We shall continue to endure into the future. until the onset of the full redemption, as the Rambam explains. And yet for all that, when they are in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, nor will I abhor them to destroy them utterly. A pasuk is found in Chumash Vayikra. That is, the fact that they endure in the land of their enemies is proof that I will not cast them away, nor will I abhor them to destroy them utterly. Similarly, it says here, deep calls to deep, the troubles and exterminations call to one another. That is, they follow one another. All your billows and your waves are gone over me. That is, they all fall upon my head. Yet will I continue to trust and to endure. There is a difference, however, between the present and the time of the redemption. Then by day Hashem will command that His loving kindness be evident to all, while in the night, in the time of exile, His song will be with me. During the night of exile, David and other saintly personalities of our people will be the only ones to chant a song about Hashem's concealed acts of loving kindness. Troubles are likened here to waves that one should not meet head on. When troubles come, bend the head until they pass. Said Rabbi Gamliel, one time I was traveling by ship and saw another ship break up in the sea. I sorrowed for the loss of a Torah scholar on that ship named Rabbi Kiva. But when I reached dry land, he approached and engaged me in halachic discourse. My son, I said to him, who brought you up from the sea? He said to me, I chanced upon a plank from the ship, and I met every wave that came along by bowing my head before it. Accordingly, the Chachamim said, if the wicked come against the men, let him bow his head. Do not stand fast against them if they are powerful, lest they become still more powerful. Bear and forbear until the fury passes. The pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Now, what I'd like to say is this story that told over by Rabbi Akiva is actually brought down in Avos Reb Nosson. And if anyone is interested, Avos Reb Nosson is the first of the Masechta Ketanos, found at the end of Avodah Zorah, and that, Baruch Hashem, has been translated and is available on tape or CD if anybody would like the 13 Masechta Ketanos. Now we go to Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. Yoimam Yitzave Hashem Chastoy Uvalaylo Shiro Imi Tefilo Le'el Chayoy. By day Hashem will command His loving kindness, and the night His song will be with me, even the prayer to Hashem all my life. David resumes his description of the pilgrimage to Yerushalayim. By day they would walk in the assurance that Hashem will command His loving kindness. During the night they would sing like a band of prophets. What was the song? It was a song of prayer, prayer to Hashem all my life. It is also a prayer for the future. By day, when the light of redemption finally comes, Hashem will command His loving kindness for us. In the night, during the darkness of exile and affliction, His song will be with me. He will dwell in our midst. In another interpretation, by day means good times shining with prosperity, and in the night refers to periods of trouble and affliction. David says, I thank Hashem for the bad even as I thank Him for the good. By day when Hashem commands His loving kindness, and in the night His song is with me, still I offer a prayer to Hashem all of my life, and I ask that He grant me a good life. David also continues to speak to his soul. Take courage and do not be cast down, as we learned already this previously. Hashem will yet command His loving kindness for us in our day. But these are days of repentance. Days of return to Hashem are likened to the light of day, in contrast to exile from Hashem, which is likened to night. My soul, he pleads, do not despair of the redemption. Hashem will command His loving kindness and bring us deliverance. In the night His song will be with me. Even while we are in the night of exile, we sing to Hashem for all the acts of loving kindness that He performed for our ancestors and continues to perform for us. We pray to Hashem of my life, that is, that He keep us alive until the coming of Mashiach. Then we will behold His deliverance. Whoever suffers in this world for the sake of Torah and studies at nighttime, Hashem, blessed be He, extends to him a thread of loving kindness during the day. As it says, by day Hashem will command His loving kindness, because in the night His song will be with me. Happy is the man who rises at midnight to occupy himself with the Torah. that then Hashem and all the righteous in the Garden of Eden hear His voice, as it says in Shir HaShirim, "You who sit in the gardens, companions, listen to your voice. Let me hear it." Moreover, Hashem extends to him a thread of loving kindness, which keeps him safe in the world. Even as a song inspires one to cleave to Hashem, so does study of the Torah, which is called a song. It causes one to cleave to Hashem, even in exile. Thus, as sages have said, the song of Torah is not heard except at night. What our sages mean by a thread of loving kindness is a new love. It suppresses the love that is inherent in the godly soul. Pasuk Yud, Pasuk 10. Omra le'el sali lama shechaftani lama koder eilech belachatz oyev. I will say to Hashem my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning under the oppression of the enemy? To Hashem, who has been my rock and my strong shelter before the enemy, I will say, why have you forgotten me here in exile? Why do I go mourning under the oppression of the enemy? Why should I be walking in the darkness of exile, like a mourner dressed in mourning, and my face disfigured by too many afflictions? I will say to God, my rock, it is a measure of your might that you behold the terrible deeds of the nations, and yet show them forbearance. But what about me? Why have you forgotten me? Why should I go as if in mourning under the oppression of an enemy who oppresses me beyond what has been decreed? Pasuk Yud Aleph, Pasuk 11. Beretzach batzmosai cherfuni sororoi ba'amram eilai kol hayom hayei elokecho. Like murder in my bones, my enemies taunt me while they say to me all the day, where is your Hashem? The singer cries out, my enemies persecute me and vilify me to death. When they say, where is your Hashem? Their taunts are stored in my bones, and the pain is like murder in my bones. This is an allusion to Klal Yisrael's sorrow at the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Once a Jew and a Gentile were walking together, and the pace set by the Jew was too fast for the other to follow. So the Gentile reminded him of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The Jew groaned and could not continue walking. Thus the Torah says here, like murder in my bones, my enemies taunt me, while they say to me all the day, where is your God? Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk 12, Ma tishtoichachi nafshi umatahemi oloin, hoichili lelekim ki oid odenu yeshuos ponai velohoi. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why do you moan with me? Hope in Hashem, for I will yet praise Him, the deliverance of my countenance and my God. The singer once again speaks consolingly to his soul. Why are you cast out, O my soul, and why do you moan with me? Hope in Hashem, for I will yet praise Him, the deliverance of my countenance and my God. The concluding part of the pasuk means that Hashem's acts of deliverance should be evident in my face. That is, the nations should acknowledge that you are my Hashem. At first he spoke about magnifying the glory of Hashem when he said, my tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all the day, where is your Hashem? We are in pain at the profanation of Hashem's holy name when we hear the wicked say, where is your God who performs miracles for you? Our life soul flows out of us whenever we think of this. In answer, the singer says, why are you cast down, O my soul, and why do you moan with me? He expresses astonishment that on the one hand the conduct of the soul is submissive and humble, and yet at the same time it heaves and moans with sorrow. If it were more appropriate for her to place her trust in God, that He will act for the deliverance of His countenance and He will exalt His name in the world. Then he spoke of loving kindness, declaring, by day Hashem will command His loving kindness. Now too, therefore, why does He not act in loving kindness? Finally, he speaks about repentance. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why do you moan with me? Hope in Hashem and put your total trust in Him. In the following psalm, the singer speaks of hope that is based on Hashem's promise. O send out your light and your truth, let them lead me. He concludes with, why are you cast down, O my soul? Why do you moan with me? Hope in Hashem and be trustful of Him. For there are three reasons for expecting His deliverance. for the sake of his glory, number one, number two, out of his loving kindness, and number three, as a reward for trusting in Hashem. Now we come to chapter 43, Pasuk 1. Shoftein Yelehim v'rivo rivi migoy l'chosid me'ish mirmo v'avlo sefalteni. Be you my judge, O Hashem, and plead my cause against a nation devoid of loving kindness. O rescue me from the deceitful and unjust man. In the present psalm, David asked that Hashem plead my cause against a nation that is devoid of kindness, and that he rescue me from deceitful and unjust men. Why do I go in mourning under the oppression of the enemy? He complains. Have I not put my trust in Hashem of my strength? He prays for light and truth to lead me. Let them bring me to the mountain of your sanctuary and to your dwelling places. There I will rejoice and praise Hashem upon a harp in thanksgiving. He concludes the psalm with words of encouragement for the soul, urging it not to lose hope of the redemption. He prays for deliverance from the many who taunt and vilify him. They are not more worthy than I am, he demands. Be you my judge, O Hashem, and plead my cause against a nation devoid of loving kindness, or rescue me from the deceitful and unjust man. Some perceive that the present Psalm 2 is a cry against the exile. The congregation of Israel complains of her exile, her gullus, and she asks Hashem to exact vengeance and judgment from her enemies. Plead my cause, fight my quarrel, for I have no strength to fight my quarrels. A nation, man, not only the nation as a whole is evil, but so is each and every man in it. Not only are they devoid of loving kindness, but they are deceitful and unjust men. Because it is promised in the Torah that to me belong vengeance and recompense, the pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim, David demands, be you my judge, O Hashem, and plead my cause to hasten the redemption. Let us merit to behold the vengeance of Hashem upon the enemies of Israel. From the deceitful and unjust men, David cries out against the cunning hypocrisy of his enemies. They present themselves as devout men of loving kindness, but they are deceitful. Their hearts are corrupt. There is also an allusion here to the apostates who abandoned the faith. They have always persecuted the Jewish people and caused them more trouble than the enemy nations themselves. It stemmed from their eagerness to demonstrate to the enemies of Israel that now they abhor the Jewish nation and that their loyalty belonged to them instead. This is also an allusion to Esau, who deceived his father by speaking devoutly of loving kindness. A nation devoid of loving kindness. They have no spiritual training whatsoever for practicing loving kindness, and their natures are against loving kindness. As for beliefs and opinions, rescue me from the deceitful and unjust man, lest I stumble and become attracted by their philosophies to join them. There are two kinds of enemies. The first does not practice loving kindness, but neither is he deceitful and unjust. And David asked that Hashem help him in his quarrels with such men. Regarding the second kind of enemy, however, the deceitful and unjust man, he asked that Hashem save him from ever coming into conflict with him. For it is humiliating even to confront such a man in battle. From the deceitful man also refers figuratively to the evil inclination man. It deceives a person by telling him that performance of a mitzvah is a transgression and that transgression is a mitzvah. So rescue me, give me understanding to perceive the truth. Pasuk Beis, Pasuk 2. Ki ato alehei mo'uzi lama zenachtoni lama koder es halech belachas oyev. For you are the Shem of my strength. Why have you cast me off? Why do I go mourning under the oppression of the enemy? You have ever been the God of my strength, and you never cast me off. But now in my exile, when I have appealed to you to plead my cause, I ask, why have you cast me off? Why do I go mourning under the oppression of the enemy? Redeem us as you redeemed our forefathers from the oppression of their oppressors. As it says in Chumash Shemos, and I've also seen the oppression by which the Egyptians oppressed them. In the Masoret Concordance, the term Eshalech is listed as appearing in the Torah three times. Once in the present Pasuk, a second time in the Pasuk, I will walk before Hashem in the land of the living, which we'll learn later on in Sefer Tehillim, and once more in another Pasuk Tehillim, it says, I will walk within my house in the integrity of my heart. Taken together, the congregation of Klal Yisrael says, why do I go mourning under the oppression of the enemy? Why must I suffer the tortures of exile in the hands of the nations, even if it is in order for you then to grant us your beneficence? If it were better for us to be in the land of Israel, send us to Mashiach, let him instruct us to follow in his righteous ways, and then I will walk with my house in the integrity of my heart. Where is my house? I will walk before Hashem in the land of the living. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3. Shalach Orcho v'amitcho heimo yanchuni v'yuni el har kotchecho v'el mishkinosecho. Who send out your light and your truth, let them lead me, let them bring me into the mountain of your sanctuary and to your dwelling places. Send the Messianic King, who is likened to a light, as it says, I have set a lamp for my anointed, and send Eliyahu, the faithful prophet. Following his earlier cry, why do I go mourning under the oppression of the enemy, he pleads here, will send out your light. Following his plea for deliverance from the deceitful man, he asks that Hashem send him his truth. As against I go mourning, he asks the day, God's light and truth, lead me, let them bring me into the mountain of your sanctuary and to your dwelling places. This refers to Mount Moriah and the courtyards of the temple where the people would gather. Then again, David asks for the attainment of intellectual and moral perfection. Your truth refers to the Torah. He will then be worthy of going up to God's mountain, as it says, who will sojourn in your tent, in your sanctuary? As we learned this in chapter 15, he that walks uprightly and acts justly and speaks the truth in his heart. The Medrash says, send out your light and your truth, that is Moshe and Aaron. As it says, and of the Levi he said, let your Tumim and your Urim be with the devout man of loving kindness, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. And as it is written in Malachi, the Torah of truth was in his mouth. Elsewhere, our sages have inferred that your light refers to Moshe, since the skin of his face shone, as the pasuk says in Chumash Shemos, and your truth refers to Aaron, of whom it says, let your Tumim and your Urim be with devout man of loving kindness. It says the Torah of truth was in his mouth, for the Kohen's priest's mouth should keep knowledge, for he is a messenger of Hashem of hosts. They have also said, great is the light of Hashem, blessed be he. The sun and the moon shine forever. But from where is their shine? The shine stems from the sparks of light on high, which they capture, as it says in Habakkuk, the sun and the moon, by the light of your arrows they speed. Great is the light on high, for only one part in 100 was given to man, as it says, he knows what's in the darkness, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Daniel. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4. Ve'ovo el mizbach alekim, el kel simchas gili v'otcho b'chino alekim alekoy. Then will I go to the altar of Hashem, to God, the gladness of my joy, and praise you upon the harp, O Hashem, my God. There is a great difference between joy that comes fully and all at once, and joy that comes bit by bit. As it says later on in Tehillim, I rejoice at your word like one who finds great spoil. Because we are in Golus, exile, we merit to receive only a little illumination, as it says, for I have cast them far off among the nations, and for I have scattered them among the countries, and I have been to them a little sanctuary. Pasuk is found in Sefer Yecheskel. In the Beis HaMikdash, however, there was instantly a great flow. Hence David speaks of the gladness of my joy. Joy followed gladness. At the time of the redemption, I will praise you upon the harp. But in Golus, in exile, how shall we sing Hashem's song in a foreign land? In his great longing, he cries out to Hashem two times, O Hashem, my God. David says to Hashem, I know that everything you do to me is for the good, for you are the God of my strength. Yet I am despondent because I do not know what that good is. I ask, why do I go mourning under the oppression of the enemy? I plead for one thing. Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let me behold the good and understand it. This will bring me to the mountain of your sanctuary and to your splendor. Then will I go to the altar of Hashem, to God, the gladness of my joy, and praise you upon the harp, O Hashem, my God. Pasuk 5. Ma tishtochachi nashi umatahemi oloi ochini lelekim ki'od odenu yeshuos ponai velohoi. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why do you moan within me? Hope in Hashem, for I will yet praise Him, the deliverance of my confidence in my God. Once again, David says to his soul, why are you cast down, O my soul, and why do you moan within me? The salvation depends on your own doing. So hope in Hashem, beseech Him, and ask of Him, for I will yet praise Him, because you are the deliverance of my confidence. Even as you help me, so am I under obligation to praise and thank you. I will therefore intensify my prayer to you, O Hashem, the deliverance of my confidence and my God. Hashem, blessed be He, is the light of my confidence and my God, and I continue to place my hope in Him. So why do you moan? Now we go to chapter 44, Pasuk 1. Nam Netzeach Livnei Korach Maskil, for the conductor and psalm of the sons of Korach Maskil. This psalm was anticipated by the sons of Korach concerning the complaint to be voiced in the future by the exiled Jewish people. They will protest the exile of your light and their increasingly unbearable afflictions. In the foregoing two psalms, the singer depicted the hardships of exile and appealed to the soul not to lose hope. Hope in Hashem, for I will yet praise Him, the salvation of my countenance and my God. Hope lies in the efficiency of prayer. So David offers a prayer for redemption. Psalm begins by depicting the splendor of Israel in the days of old, before Hashem's light and supervision over us was obscured. It continues with our descent into exile, where we fell to the lowest ebb of existence. It concludes with a prayer for the exodus from exile and for the redemption. Maskil, intelligent and enlightened. Psalm aims at awakening man's desire to understand everything that happens to him. Pasuk 2. Elohim be'ozneinu shomanu avoseinu siplu lanu po'al po'alto v'imehem v'imei kedem. O God, we have heard with our ears, our fathers have told us, a work you did in their days, in the days of old. Although we have not actually seen with our own eyes all the great things that you did for our ancestors, we have heard with our ears. While it may happen that what one hears is not true, it is otherwise here. For our fathers have told us, a father loves his son and will not tell him anything but the truth. One might insist, however, that our fathers had not actually seen this, but only heard. That is not so, for behold, a work you did in their days, in the days of old. The singer thus explains why the traditions we have received from our forefathers can be relied upon as being true. We have heard with our ears about the wars that you waged for our sake. From whom did they hear it? Our fathers told us what one receives from written chronicles may well contain falsifications, but not so when what one hears comes directly from parents. Moreover, they told it to us as a matter of course, innocently, which increases their trustworthiness. What did they tell us? They spoke of the work you did in their days, and not only in their day, but also in the days of old. Before you did for our fathers, you also did for their fathers. The repeated expression, po'al po'alas, or rather po'al po'alto, alludes to very many miracles and wonders. In the days of old, the miracles that Hashem performed for our forefathers in the days of antiquity were in preparation for the miracles that would come later, when the Jewish people will not be worthy of such miracles. Compare it to a rich man who prepared a wedding gift for his oldest son on the occasion of his marriage. At the same time, he also put away a gift for his second son, who was still young, declaring, perhaps when this time comes, when his time comes to marry, I will no longer be wealthy enough to give him this. And that's why he saved the gift for him while he was still young. Okay, now we go to Pasuk Gimel. Ato yodcho goyim horashtov ditoim Torah le'umim v'tshalchem. You with your hand did drive out the nations and did plant them. You did break and batter the peoples and did cast them out. Please turn tape over to side B.